I think it's October. The man uttering this line as the road begins is rational. He's not on drugs, just trying to establish where he thinks the season has progressed, even though there's little around him to indicate whether it's fall or early winter. For in the not-too-distant past, the world has been rendered almost unlivable. The man, his wife, and their son also aren't sure what caused the calamity, but the fragile family believes it was due to a conflict among nations with powerful weapons. It may be the season isn't discernible because of what looks to be a constant nuclear winter. Well, welcome to Failsafe City or On the Beach Country. Unfortunately, this country, not for any man young or old, is a nightmare. Cormac McCarthy, the acclaimed author of No Country for Old Men, wants to draw out of the subconscious onto a cognitive level. All you need to read his novel, The Road, are the guts to do it. But isn't that what any writer worth his or her salt is supposed to do on the page? Australian John Hillcoate directed The Road with a cast that includes Viggo Mortensen, Charlize Theron, Cody Smith-McPhee, and Robert Duvall. Joe Penhall's screen adaptation tracks true to the fundamental story that won McCarthy the 2007 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. Mortensen as the father and Smith-McPhee as the son, who's about eight or so, trek across a devastated landscape to somewhere more southerly and near the edge of an ocean. Where they are now, the coming winter will be too much for them. As they move on, the two must scrounge for nourishment and shelter, avoiding marauding bands of thugs, some given to cannibalism. They try not to ponder their longed-for past, while reminding themselves not to give up and just commit suicide. Their only weapon is a revolver with two rounds of ammunition. Slogging through what's left of the world, they come upon people who've already lost the fire within and made the final choice. The remnants of other beings also are strewn along the way, victims of the disaster, or as food for less human souls preying on a land where the sun always hides in an ashen sky. Occasionally, the narrative flashes back to when the wife and mother, played by Theron, is with them, usually in the father's dreams. McCarthy's book gives less space for the wife and, for the most part, makes his story, as he's wont to do, about male relationships or the plight of man alone. The sedulous Miss Theron, of course, is an excellent choice for the role, even though she's not often seen. Robert Duvall gets even fewer screen moments in The Road. He plays a grimy old man wandering alone as the father and son overtake him. Duvall waxes heavily by their campfire the night they're together, taking questions from the young boy that weigh on fundamental values the author believes, it seems, are worth considering. Besides suggesting a rationale why peaceniks march, The Road is a series of close scrapes and altercations with other road people. There are the soft focus memories, too, as well as harsher moments in the family's past. It's difficult to say the film carries the punch of McCarthy's novel, but the message is the same. Mercifully, grisly circumstances or the consequences of horrific acts are edited to only a few frames of the film. Seeing them gave me what might be called a Deliverance or James Dickey moment, felt mostly along the spine. The father and son find respite in an abandoned fallout shelter near an empty home, catching their breath for a few days until noises outside cause the pair to move on for safety's sake. The sounds don't seem sufficient to motivate their leaving, but The Road is a road movie, and not specifically concerned with who's who, where's where, or why whatever happened occurred when. Besides the struggle to stay alive, the narrative keeps asking fundamental questions about how a person lives a life, and in the living, whether it's done as a good guy or a bad guy. The son is inclined to grace, the father is loving and protective, but pragmatic about survival, and even maybe a plan B that would have him killing his son to keep the boy from being ravaged and massacred by rapacious assailants, or even coaching him on how to commit suicide, should the father die, leaving the child alone in the apocalypse. The Road shoves an audience onto the raw existential nerve of that dilemma, how it squares with the matter of human survival and one's response to another human being, whether it comes from nurturing love, destructive hate, or selfish need. Distances between each of these choices, on this road taken, are much shorter than you might think. As with the novel, all it takes to see The Road is the courage to watch it. Other than buying a ticket, that might also include buckling your theater seatbelt tighter and having something other than popcorn to bite down on. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.